This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Busy weekend in Atlanta sports. The best moment of the weekend, though, of course, coming Saturday night over there at Mercedes-Benz. We'll get back into an NFL free agency conversation, quarterback-related, in about 20 minutes as well, as the Combine gets set to start. It really starts Thursday, but all the media stuff kind of gets underway tomorrow. And Raheem Morris is going to join us on the midday show at 11:30 tomorrow as well.
Yeah, because players start usually arriving tomorrow.
Is that right?
The first group usually starts arriving tomorrow.
So is the timeline when you did it, was it, how long was it? Is it the same kind of timeline, or is it longer now?
It's the same format.
You guys will get there Tuesday.
We get there Tuesday. You have your interviews, usually via physical. Your medicals, the second day, medicals, and then like the bench press and stuff, and then you do your field work the last day. After your field work, you go. You don't go, it's not going back to do interviews unless you get flagged for medical, and then you got to go back and do your medical. But that's the worst.
That's
the worst thing is once you leave the combine and a team asks for you to go back to Indianapolis to redo some of your medicals.
I remember there was a there was a high profile one a couple of years ago. Over the last couple of years, I don't remember who it was, but it was like one of the big prospects. One team was like, "Well, we don't like what we saw," and then made him come back, and they were like, "Oh, he's all right."
Because I had to do a recheck.
Because you had what?
It was because of my knee.
I was
3 years removed. I don't understand why. And it was I told you it was the damn Chiefs, and they had Tony. I had to go do a, which is a waste of damn time. But yeah, it sucks. But it's bull crap because they got all your medicals up there. Yeah. You need to tell me your MRI is different than all the other ones?
Right. You have information from all of the doctors over the last number of years. And they've given it to you. You have all of it.
But then it's a crazy thing because then they find you find so many different things with like the heartbeat sometimes in certain instances.
Well, sometimes guys get important information.
Yeah, and you're like, hold on. I went to college all these years. I got a physical every single year before the season, and that never came up.
I got a heart problem?
Yeah, man.
How did they miss that?
Yeah, that's the one thing when you just sit there like.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe they knew I was pretty good at left tackle and they wanted the quarterback protected.
Exactly, man.
So they overlooked
it. I had a couple teammates. We had a couple of them that were like big time, like. And they didn't have stars back then. It was Max Prep or something like that. Something like that they just had back when I was playing. And they had a couple linemen that something was narrowing in their spinal or something.
Oh.
And they had it all year, and they got to Georgia. And I remember our first ever, we had our physical and stuff. Dude had to retire.
I remember you told me about a friend of yours like that. That was a really good player.
Really good player. And hell, first physical we had in Georgia, the medicals came back and showed it. They had something wrong.
How different is, maybe this is a ridiculous question, but most people don't go to the combine and get a physical, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, players.
No,
do.
They did not tell you to cough.
How different is a physical that you get as a grown man than the combine
physical?
They
do not tell
you. There's no turning cough?
There's no turning cough. Right. There is not. And I'm no, you're not. No, there's no turning cough. No, there's none of that. They press on the side, but you have your shorts on for the test for the sports hernia and stuff like that. But yeah, there is no turning off.
Did they like hit your knee with the little little thing?
Yes, they do all that. Yes, they do
But like in general, pretty similar physical.
Yeah, pretty similar. They do more EKG type stuff and things like that. But yeah, ain't no turning off.
Good.
Yeah, sorry.
Got it. Man,
I ain't turning cough since I became a teenager. I don't remember doing it. We didn't do it in Georgia, and we did not do it when I was. Did we have to get physical in high school for football? Yeah. I don't remember.
We've talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about your
2024 was a big turning cough year for me.
Yeah, but I mean.
Well, and then also, when I was a kid.
But you're turning 40, so you had to get a full physical. I got to get all that stuff done, man. You know? And we're just down to the last.
The last part. Yeah, you've done all the other stuff.
Yeah, but no, the last part is something new that most men my age, my race, have to get done.
Yep.
And so that is all, everything is ready. I just got to get to that point. And then once I get to my mind mentally focused on that, then I'm going to go and do this physical thing. So I got a couple more weeks to decide. But the biggest thing.
Got to do it.
I can't get how I need to get it done. Like they don't want me drinking. I might take a couple shots before I go in there.
How long beforehand?
They were like preferably, so they can get a clean picture.
I know, but like how long? Like
have your system clean for like 24 hours or something like that.
Oh, all right. That's not that long. I thought you were talking about like a buildup of like 2 weeks or something.
No, the buildup is 2 weeks is mentally.
Sure.
The mental part.
But you just have to not drink any Busch Light for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I can
do all that.
I
gotta calm nerves, dog. It's a new experience.
How do they feel?
It's a new experience.
There's other stimulants.
But I'm gonna stop bull jiving around and get it done. Get it done because I need to get it done. Yeah. The age and all the other stuff.
Yeah, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to.
Nope. But I need to start.
So they're not doing that at the combine either.
Yeah, no, they're definitely not doing that.
That's good.
Yeah, they're definitely not doing
that. They probably have a lot of less guys going. He's like, you know what? I'm just gonna do a pro day also.
Yeah,
just like Shador. I'm not going up there.
I'm good.
All right. Anyway, we'll get back into some free agency stuff in about 20 minutes. AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up.
No, I'm saying, I mean, it happened over the weekend. And so, did you see the fight at the airport?
Yes.
And I'm curious. All I want to know.
I saw the video.
I already knew where what concourses was.
Yeah, you saw the Spirit.
I saw the Spirit.
You saw the Spirit living in the background.
I just need to know. This is my only thing. My only thing. What started that fight?
I don't know.
Because you're not on the plane. You're not fighting for overhead.
Right.
Somebody not leaning their chair back on your knees or nothing.
Right.
What starts a fight like that?
The line process?
But what line process? You board by groups.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because the last time we flew Southwest, because they kind of board by group, but then also it's like numbers and it's not assigned seats or whatever. Yeah. There was a lady who tried to cut another lady in line.
Okay.
And those ladies got into it.
Right.
And then, like, one lady bumped her, and she, like, flopped. Yeah.
What?
She was like, she was trying to assault me. We're like, look. Take it easy, Trey Young.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Take it easy with the flops.
I was like, what started that? Like, it had to be some street beef or something. Like, somebody knew.
Somebody knew somebody from the past.
Ain't that Taekwon over there? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it had to be something. Like, they were squabbling.
They meant business.
Yeah.
That guy was getting destroyed in that video.
That's the only thing I thought about. Like, how does a fight like that start? Right there.
I swear to God, the best fight videos really are the airport terminal Spirit and Frontier Airlines fight videos.
I didn't even need to know.
And that was at Hartsfield?
Yes. What airline, what area they will fight. I already knew that.
Yeah, you know.
But I was like, what the hell y'all fight like that for, man?
I bet it was really important.
Oh, my God.
I bet it was really, really important. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Quickly thrown into Moranchuk. In the left attacking third, back to Hernandez, swung to the penalty spot, and a header is loose, and stabbed into the net by Latte Lott! It's a double Latte!
Yeah!
Way to go, Mike.
There it is.
Atlanta United retakes the lead on a broken play in the 63rd minute.
He got to before I could.
A double damn latte. You knew he had something.
We asked this 2 weeks ago what he had for him, and that just came double latte.
You knew it was going to be good.
I said, I'm going to call him E-double-L. E-double-L. Emmanuel. I didn't know his first name was Emmanuel. It's Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Jerry, Grandma Jerry would say, Emmanuel.
He's good.
Yeah, he's really good. He's good, he's fast as hell.
He's really fast.
He's really fast.
He obviously scores two goals in his debut. Atlantean had to get the win as well.
Most important.
Awesome goal by Edwin Mosquera in the 85th minute to give them the lead and ultimately get them the 3 points. 10 minutes of stoppage time.
I was like, damn, that was dicey. 10 minutes.
It's a lot.
Because sometimes you lose track. And yeah. Sometimes you lose track that the clock's always running. Continuously running.
There's a lot of stoppages. Like, all right, this feels like maybe there'll be 6 or 7 minutes. Feels like 10 minutes is a lot.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And they hit the crossbar in like the 10th minute of stoppage time as well. But it didn't go in.
It was good. I mean, just to get the season started off. I mean, first of all, the crowd, 65,000 people, 30,000 more than the next. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought that was always telling. But it's going to be like that as long as that product is like that. And it looked like the original early on type game.
It did.
It looked just like it, man. I mean, I thought Miggy looked outstanding. We know with Double L how great he was. But I'm just talking about Asaba looked good. Like so many of the frontline players, you know, defensively, there's a lot of guys hurt back there. And so, you know, as the season goes along, that's the biggest thing we talk about with these teams is when the good is good, play and the part that's hurt. Okay, well, y'all stay healthy. Mm-hmm. We'll get these guys back. Don't get hurt and then these guys come back. Try to keep, you know, that health thing, you know, on point because, I mean, watching this offense and watching these dudes could go.
Yeah, they got a chance to be really – really special.
Like, I would
the
be
four
surprised
of those guys up front.
If they're number one or two in scoring.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me at all, man.
Again, I said this earlier. I don't know why I'm trying to pump the brakes. Who knows? Don't pump them.
That's fun.
Put the pedal to the floor. This dude, Latte Lath, is going to score so many goals.
Yeah.
Like, he scored two, one of them just on an incredible header off of a corner. I mean, he jumped over everybody. He's not the biggest guy, but he got up to get it. And then that one there was kind of a poacher goal, which is great. Like, you've got to clean up the mess in front of the goal, which I also love for Miggy. Like, Miggy just played that little flick on. You just put trouble in front of the goal mouth. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And they had a little miscommunication between the defensive player and the keeper. He spills it back in front, and Loth puts it in the back of the net, which is awesome. His two best chances weren't even the ones that he scored goals on.
No.
Like, I don't know. He's fast as hell. He's a great finisher. Him and Miggy are going to be an incredible combo, but then also Saba and Moranchuk as well up front. Like,
it just looked different.
It did.
It looked different,
It looked really good.
It looked different. It looked fun. And, you know, when they first started and everything, this were how a lot of their games were.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to give up some. Yep. They still can't
give up two, score three.
They can't give up a damn set piece to save their life still. They cannot do that. But at the same time, all you got to have is one more than the other. But, yeah, great, great, great initial start for this team. And you just see the DP position and how different it is when you have one of those guys.
Yep.
And he looks like he's one of those guys.
He does. Spring training also got underway this weekend for the Braves.
Chris Sale was solid.
Chris Sale was good.
Rock.
I guess Ian Anderson wasn't quite as good, but it's the first start of spring training.
Yeah.
You can always, if you want to make yourself feel better about this stuff, you could just say he was working on something.
And then
what was he working on? Walking people?
I mean, that's what I've always been told.
That's what he's working on. He's working bouncing on, sliders.
He's working on this new quadruple split seam fastball.
That's what it
is. You know, and we just want to let it get out there. And so, you know, no big deal.
I mean, it isn't because it's just one. He'll have like five or six or however many of them in spring.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him, though. It'll be really cool to see Ian Anderson back.
Yeah, because we saw him when he was good.
God, he was good.
Yeah, I think that's always the thing when you look at, especially pitchers, when you saw the good. You know, and the Braves have had so many of those dudes. It's come out one time, have an outstanding, stellar year, maybe get banged up and just don't get back.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't pitched in the major league since 23.
Damn.
With the elbow injury and all that. He was good, but then when he got to the playoffs, he was incredible. Like 8 playoff starts, 4-0, won a World Series game a couple years ago. And he's only 26.
That's what I'm saying.
So have all this experience and only be 26. It's cool, and it sounds like Strider looks really good, too. I know he's not doing live batting practice yet, but everything they say about where he's at in his recovery looks good, too. So you love hearing that. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little free agent quarterbacks, teams needing a quarterback, another quarterback carousel like we had last offseason. Looked like it's going to be like that this offseason as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here.
That's a talent, man.
20 minutes away. It's a wild.
Dude, this is
such a wild line.
It's a hell of a damn song, though.
Well, you're as wild as who?
Yeah.
Go ahead. In 2000 what? Yeah. All right. Okay. That's pretty wild. All right. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes from now, we're going to open up the phone lines and answer as many of your questions as we possibly can. 404-726-0929, AMA. Every single day to wrap up the show. We'll get into a quarterback free agency conversation in just a minute as well. I will say this, just before we jump into it, and obviously whatever you're going to jump into there. We can say, and this is an optimistic thing to say, this is not regarding the Falcons. Now, the Falcons have one of these guys who's going to be on another team, but the Falcons, for the first time, we've been doing this for a long time. This is the first time in 3 years where we're going to go into a year, combine, draft, all that. We know who the quarterback is.
Yes.
Because last year we didn't know they were going to sign Kirk Cousins.
No, we did not.
And the year before that, maybe there was going to, I guess Desmond Ridder was the guy. And the year before, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is where we know. But so well, everything else going on.
We knew Matt Ryan was going to be the quarterback until
but that's a while ago. You know what I mean? Yeah. That was like 3 years ago
but
or whatever.
Who's going to be the backup?
Don't know. Don't know who's going to be the backup. But I feel I'm happier about that than about not knowing who the starter's going to be. You know what I mean?
Like, I remember one year we were talking about who the hell the swing tackle was. You remember that?
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, okay.
I
don't worry about that crap anymore.
Well, no, but we didn't really have to worry about that crap then either.
I mean, they're pretty stacked everywhere else. Now we got to worry about this third tackle, this swing tackle.
Wow. Yeah. I remember there was a couple, and look, I mean, it's true. I don't think either one of us have ever come on here and said something we didn't believe in or wasn't true.
Right.
But sometimes the conversations, as the summer drags on, get a little thin. You know what I mean? And when it's like, you know, it's good to not have competition going into camp, which is true. But then it's all right, let's talk about the actual guys, though, that are going to be starting and not competing with anyone else at those spots.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
No.
I don't want to do that. I just want to say it's good when they know
who's going to be starting. Who the quarterback is.
You know who the quarterback is.
His name is
Michael Penix Jr. He has a rocket on his left shoulder.
He was at the match at United.
Oh, yeah. I saw a picture of that.
On the big screen and everything
That's
like
awesome.
That. Mike's outside, as they say. Mike's outside.
Hell yeah. Why didn't he hammer the thing in?
Hasn't he done it?
I don't know. I don't think he has.
I don't think he has. Why the hell did he do it?
I don't know.
Damn quarterback.
Nah, I had to have the guy from Stranger Things do it.
And as the guy who's supposed to be on vacation text, Stranger Things was filmed in Georgia.
I know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Everything's filmed in Georgia.
I don't know that. I saw we were watching a movie the other day, and it was a car chase scene, and it went over, and you could pan, and you see Mercedes-Benz right over here in the bridge. A lot of car scenes are over right over here.
We were watching some bad kids movie. I don't know what it was. Something that Lily wanted to watch, and Colony Square was in it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, that's where I work.
Yeah, everything's in everything. Got a new show, though. I watched it this weekend, The Pit. Yes.
Okay.
It is on it. It is very, very good.
What is it?
It's on HBO Max, whatever the Max is, and it's basically about a emergency room type situation in Pittsburgh. It's really good. It's really, really good. 8 episodes so far and pretty good.
You guys watch White Lotus?
I can't get it. I can't get past the first 2 episodes because Carl asked me about it like last week because him and Michelle are watching it. Yeah. He asked me about it last week. I can't get past the second episode.
We watched the first 2 seasons of it. I know it came back this weekend. We were going to watch it on Saturday, but we just went to bed.
Right.
Classic old people. You know it would be better? Let's just go to sleep. We'll feel better in the morning.
But we did. That's the one thing about it. I was sitting there like, damn, do I want to go to bed? Or I want to sit up and just watch this because, I was just got caught up in it. Usually on Sundays, because I'm up so I can't sleep in on Sundays. I'm usually up. That's when I start watching everything. But, yeah, The Pit is pretty damn good.
There you go.
Pretty good.
Check it out. We'll hopefully get into White Lotus this week. What did we finish? We finished the one with Ray Romano and Lisa Kudrow that's on Netflix. It was pretty good. I don't know. It's kind of a happy ending.
You know I don't be knowing names.
Yeah, you know who Ray Romano is. Everybody loves Raymond.
Okay, he in a movie?
Yeah, it was a TV show. It was like a series. It was like a little mystery
kind of
thing. They were trying to sell their house.
And then I watched this right here.
It was pretty good.
The Gorge on Apple TV. You know I'm not big into zombies and sci-fi. I didn't know what to expect. Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, there you go. Awesome. There's some recommendations.
Yes, awesome. Tale of two halves of that movie.
It was. It was, but it was awesome.
Bad start, good finish.
I loved it, start to finish. Great movie.
It wasn't that it was bad. They were just like two very different stories.
Oh, yeah. It was cool at first, and you wonder, like, why the hell are y'all on this whatever. And then out of the middle of nowhere, damn, it started looking like World War Z. So climbing up the damn wall, but it was good.
All right. Very good. So as we launch into this conversation, again, reiterating, we can confidently be saying and happy about saying the Falcons are not a part of this because they know who their quarterback is.
Yes.
So take that, other teams that don't have a quarterback. Hopefully that results in snapping the playoff drought. Do you want to do what team should do what or what quarterback should go where?
I don't like doing what quarterback needs to go where.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, not big on that.
Okay.
And because you just don't know.
I know, but you could diagnose it.
Like, when I look at,
I think Jameis needs to go back to New Orleans. Personally,
I would love Jameis to go back.
That's what I think should happen.
I think Jameis should come here.
Jameis wants to be a starter, doesn't he?
Yeah, Jameis wants to be a starter. Jameis is not going to be a starter.
He might be a starter in New Orleans if they move on from Carr.
The thing with it is because New Orleans is going to have to be really, really bad before it's really, really good.
Yeah, they're not trying to win.
Hold on, Abe. They got to figure out how to get all that muck out of here, you know?
Well, and they could be bad on purpose. Yes. And he's probably too good to be bad on purpose.
Exactly. Jameis might
want to have Spencer
Rattler.
You want to have Spencer Rattler playing quarterback. Yeah, if you're trying to lose games.
Yeah, they're trying to be bad. And unlike Atlanta, who trying to do something with whatever salary cap relief they can get, New Orleans might just take, if they're getting rid of Carr, they
might just eat it all.
1 year, take the hit.
That's what I would do.
Yes. You can't then pay Jameis $14 million when you have Rattler and Haener.
Plus, also, he's probably two. He'll win you a couple games on accident just by throwing for 400 yards.
Yeah, so, winning games.
So Jameis come here be the backup. Yeah, why not?
I would absolutely love.
Why not?
That.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that how much is that going to cost
Jameis,
you? Though?
Okay, what did they just gave $6 million to Andy Dalton up in Charlotte?
Okay,
so I think Jameis somewhere in there.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, Jameis not get $10 million.
Okay, great.
No,
that'd be
I
wonderful.
Get Jameis somewhere in that
if
area.
If we could get Jameis Winston just here, just so we can talk to him. just to have Jameis Winston around. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
No, the only backup quarterback in the league that has a weekly show.
Because we talked, we said we would take Jameis weekly.
Well, dude.
Yes.
I would take Jameis daily. Yeah. Like, we just put him on at 120 every day.
Because I bet, like.
Let him do the AMA with us every day.
Or that, or like. What did Jameis eat for breakfast? Dude, well, God told me that, you know, Jameis would get there. The eggs are the protein of the day.
And that's all we need. We don't even need any football stuff. Just let us know what you had for breakfast and why you had it.
Yes.
But that'd be fine. I'll take him here. That'd be awesome.
And then you look at Justin Fields. Like, when do you just know?
Not yet.
You know what I'm saying?
I need him to be a starter for one more season.
One more season of Justin Fields. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But I don't know if I'm going to get that. I don't know where I'm going to get it.
I don't know where I'll go. But that's my thing with Justin is because he's still so young.
He was 4-2 last year as a starter.
And so I still, unless you can get a Stafford, I think you bring him back if you're Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get Stafford or somebody, I think you bring him back.
Okay.
But like, that's my only thing. That's my only thing with Justin is when is it? That time, Derek
I think
Carr.
one more 17-game season.
Yeah,
and if he plays great, you know, which I don't know, probably won't, but maybe he will. Mm. Then maybe, you know, on that side of it, you know what I mean? Maybe it doesn't have to be. When do you know that he's not that guy?
Right.
Maybe he shows you that he is.
Another one I heard? Aaron Rodgers. I think he's going to have to wait and sit. He's going to have to sit and wait.
Here's what I think is going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. I agree with that. I don't think anybody's going to want him other than bad situations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he wants to go to a bad situation.
I don't think he does either.
If Stafford gets traded, maybe there's a possibility there.
That's the only place.
But even if I'm them, I don't know, man. Like, I'm too good of an organization to be dabbling in those waters.
Yeah,
that man's nuts.
But that's the thing about it.
But here's what I think what happens is, I don't think he goes anywhere and then just is annoying for the next couple of years about, like, oh, maybe I'll go here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He would love the attention of being, is he going to sign somewhere quarterback?
Yeah.
He would love that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's going
to
be.
And then, like, Russell, to me, just seems Vegas. To me, it just seems Vegas.
Could be.
Vegas. I'm trying.
Him and Pete reunion?
Yeah, it seems Vegas.
You were telling me they figured it out.
Yeah, they said after the whole situation,
Russell tried to get Pete fired.
You know, and Pete won the battle, so did Pete, like,
so
basically
Pete got,
like,
him traded.
Got him traded.
Huh.
And so does that go down like that? Obviously Sam Darnold, to me, if I'm Minnesota, I franchise him and let somebody give me something for him. If not, he can play on the franchise. I'm not giving him a long-term extension at all. And do you move on and try to go get him? And we kind of already know Kirk. I see Kirk. It seems like it's Cleveland or nowhere else. But I won't say nowhere else, but to me it seems like it's Cleveland.
The one I saw, too, for him was the Raiders also. Just if the other ones don't work out.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they take a shot on him. That'd be kind of ironic.
Really?
Given that that's where it ended.
Right.
Here in a game where they won.
Right.
Where he played so bad they couldn't. Whatever
right.
anymore. If he went there and did it, I don't know. I mean, that's such a weird situation anyway, because they're not good, obviously. I mean, Pete Carroll, I think, probably is going to be able to get it figured out in a couple years, but it's going to take a couple years.
But I think that's why they signed him. I don't think they view Pete as a long-term answer coach.
Yeah,
I don't know. They look
probably
at
not. He's pretty old.
They look at Pete as kind of like steadying it. You know what I mean? Get some of that dumbassness out of there.
Yeah, but then the other thing, too, is like, all right, so whatever quarterback it is that goes there, whether it's Darnold or who'd you say, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, whatever, like, it's Chip Kelly's offense.
Yes.
Like, that's... I mean,
different offense.
Hadn't been great in the NFL.
It has not.
I mean, it was great for four games at the end of the season last year at Ohio State.
When I got a great player.
Yeah.
Let me get him the damn ball.
Bunch of great players.
Yeah, let me get
the, I've seen Emeka Ebuka as the number one receiver
I think the biggest thing, and the number one receiver all offseason has been the kid out of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a big
McMillan.
Kid.
Yep.
And they look at it as, you know, he's great at contested balls, but the NFL is much more than contested balls.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of said the same thing about Drake London.
And Drake London's awesome.
And Drake London's awesome. They said the same thing about Drake. He's a contested ball guy and everything. And then you watch how this dude gets in and out of breaks to be so big the way he does. He's able to play inside the slot. I still believe that's where they want – that's where they wanted Kyle Pitts to be in the offense. It just seems like he can't do it. But, yeah, I mean, the receiver position, you know, it's always one of those things where I think – and I didn't think about this maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I think it's the quickest position to play in the NFL.
It has been the last handful of years.
It's just been the easiest position to come in.
There's also just so much talent coming out.
Yes.
Like every year there's 4 or 5 first rounders. And by and large, There's a couple. Like it took, what's the guy's name in with the Chargers? Quentin Johnston took him a minute, but he kind of had better year last year.
He still got too many damn drops.
Yeah, but for them, a lot of these guys have come in, hit the ground running, and just been really good.
Yes.
Like productive wide receivers, like immediately. So yeah, it's a good position to draft at right now.
Yeah. Are there any? But when you look at the quarterback, I mean, they got two first round. I think that Jackson Dart's going to get in there in the first round.
Yeah,
but
late.
But like, our team's holding out. Like, if you're Tennessee, do you gonna go all in for one this year, or do you want to wait next year? Because you're gonna be bad anyways.
Or do you the same thing you did with who's the guy they're just gonna move on from now, and draft like first pick in the second round?
Oh,
Levis. Yeah, because Levis was an early second rounder, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna do
but
that
no,
again?
No. You let him, or you go find one of these dudes to be your quarterback.
I'm just saying, though. Like, yeah, you could do that. But with Levis, there's a reason why he fell where he fell.
Yes.
Because everyone's like, oh, he's not the guy.
He's not the guy.
They're like, we'll take him in the second round. Then maybe he'll be the guy.
No.
If he was the guy, somebody would took him in the first round.
Thank you.
He's not. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the midday show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Plenty of room on the old hold on the phone lines if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. We got six lines available. Two of them are taken, and that leaves four, if my math is correct. So jump on. Get on hold. Ask us a question. We'll start with Tababi, who's in Atlanta.
All right, so I know you guys see the videos on social media. They jokingly call it 37U, and it's a grown man playing tackle football and full pads, which I think is just idiotic. Because imagine coming to tell your boss that you need to miss work because you just tore your ACL playing tackle football. So what age does a guy realistically need to just hang it up as far as, like, full contact sport?
Ooh, I don't...
And secondly, me and my wife, we're the best. We're the host with the most. Whenever we host anything, don't worry about nothing. We got all bases covered.
Right.
And when we show up somewhere, we can refuse to show up empty-handed. So our two go-tos are my wife's chocolate chip cookies and her cake bites.
Okay.
If we go anywhere, people want those, and we always have them. What are your go-tos whenever you're showing up at somebody's house?
Ooh.
Oh, all right. Well, the first question.
Thank you, Tababi.
I don't want to tell anybody, because my thing is like this. If you're playing in these leagues, do you think you don't get a shot somewhere?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. As long as that's not the case.
No, nobody – that goes away at some point.
I don't.
Now, that's there for a while.
Yes.
But it goes away at some point. And then you're just doing it for fun.
Yeah, okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm good.
I understand that.
So that's what I'm saying. And so when you get invites to do, like, join these leagues,
yeah,
like, no. I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know,
you played the competitive sports that you're gonna play. At the highest level, so you got it out.
Yeah, that's why
the rest of us. It's in
but
there.
That's what I'm saying. Like these dudes be out here going at it.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, damn, dog. Like you love it. That like I love ball. I do. I love it. I love what it's done for me, my family, everything that's done for us. Ain't no way in the hell I could put no helmet on and go play no more.
But you don't have to.
Yeah.
There's no reason
but
to. 30... It wouldn't make any sense.
I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. Like, a good buddy of mine, he said they played full contact flag football. What the hell is full contact flag football?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, no. And if it's a flag, it don't make no sense to be full contact.
You're not supposed to tackle
it. Like,
flag
we can
football.
Run into each other every now and then. That
right.
happens,
I guess that must be what it is.
No.
That must be what
I watched the video. These dudes are flying through the air, cross body blocking. And like, come on, man.
So, my second youngest brother lives here. We're at his house on Saturday, having dinner, hanging out. My next youngest brother is going to move here this summer. We all play soccer. We want to get a men's league team together to play. We were in the backyard playing, we're just playing catch with the Frisbee, right? He threw one too high, so I had to try to turn around and, like, make a catch. And I didn't try that hard to get it. Wasn't trying to hurt myself.
What'd you do?
But I tried hard enough to where I felt like the beginnings of what would have been an injury had I been trying too hard.
Right.
And I was like, that didn't feel good on my groin at all.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was turn and, like, I didn't even jump. I just, like, went up on a tippy toe. Like, if we're going to play this men's league soccer thing,
I better get in shape.
One of us, I'm in fine shape. It's just my, you know, ligaments are old.
Yes.
So, like, and also they've both had, my brother Ryan snapped
Achilles?
His Achilles a couple years ago playing men's league lacrosse.
Yes.
My brother Michael ruptured his ACL, did his ACL have 10 years ago playing men's league soccer.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad injury like
Dude,
that. And I
next.
Don't want one.
You're next.
I am next.
Yeah.
I am next. Because I'm the oldest one.
Yeah, go get your ass.
And I'm
out
older
there.
Now than I was yesterday.
Yeah. well, I think we all are.
But like I'm like shape wise, I'm okay, but I think I'm just doing what I'm capable of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing a lot of that lateral like go from zero to sprint, like stuff that's gonna lead to that.
Yeah, go get your ass out and get hurt.
But I'm gonna though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna not. I wanna play. I wanna play with them.
Yeah.
I haven't played soccer in a long time.
Yeah.
And I like playing it.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going
to
have
fun, dog. Have fun. Have fun. You know Abe wants to play.
He may. I don't know. We'll see. We might need another one.
Yeah, he wants to play.
I know.
And go to.
If we need another body, I know Abe will be there for us.
Yeah, go to. I usually bring beer or something. Like, whenever, a lot of times we go with my family, they love my wife cooks poncette. And so, yeah, that's about it, though.
I'm trying to think. Like, when we go to events that we just ask, like, hey, what should we bring?
Right.
And then if they say, bring X, bring right. some bread or bring a ice or something.
Yeah.
Then we'll do that. Or if not, then just alcohol.
Yeah.
Just bring some alcohol and everyone's going to like that.
Hell yeah.
You're never going to go wrong there. Sean is in Alpharetta. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is a two-part question because I was thinking about how they said that Denzel Washington is supposed to appear in Black Panther 3. So I was wondering, what is your favorite, not necessarily favorite movie, but what is your favorite role that Denzel has played in a movie? And also, if you could replace one person with Denzel in a movie, who would it be? Like if he could have replaced Leonardo in Wolf on Wall Street or replaced Jamie Foxx in Django or something like that.
All right.
Okay.
Can I just do the easy one?
Alonzo's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I love Alonzo.
You don't have to make it too complicated.
Yeah, I loved him in Siege.
Mm.
I thought he was awesome in Siege.
Mm-hmm.
I love Denzel in.
I don't know very many that I didn't like him in. Great in pretty much everything.
I would have loved
Training Day.
Training Day. But I would have loved to have seen Samuel L. Jackson in Remember the Titans as Coach Boone.
Huh.
Yeah. I would love to see it.
So you're replacing Denzel with another actor.
Yeah.
I see. He was saying if you could put Denzel in another movie that he wasn't in.
Oh, that he wasn't in.
Replace someone with Denzel.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
What would be one that wouldn't work?
Like, I don't know. Like, could he? No, you can't do that. I was about to say, could he, be Eddie Murphy in, Life?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I got it. Because we watched it this weekend for some reason. It was just on. Like Denzel is Eddie Murphy and Boomerang.
Okay. Maybe. Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what I would replace him in. It would be funny to see another cool movie like that. Like, he could have played Wolf of Wall Street. I know the character, the guy, is a real person.
Right.
So, but whatever. Who cares? That's a great question. Put him in anything. He could play any character.
Like Denzel. Could he play Django?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? He could have done that.
Damn Denzel.
Absolutely, he could have done that. I'm like, is there a character? Because he always plays cool characters.
Yes.
Is there a movie where the guy sucks? Like, could he do that?
You know? Denzel is.
Like, the Big Lebowski. Now, that guy doesn't suck, so don't make it seem like I'm making that. But could he have played, a hippie stoner, out there guy like that? Like, let him be the big Denzbowski?
Yeah.
You know?
Could he be Gator in Jungle Fever?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in such a long time.
Samuel L. Jackson's character.
I saw that movie in such an inappropriate age.
Samuel L. Jackson's character in that movie.
It's like 9.
Could he have played Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
He could have played Forrest Gump. I know he could, obviously, but
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
Different movie.
Very different movie.
Black Panther scene doesn't hit as hard.
Yeah, he could play Nino. In Jack
definitely,
City.
You guys are thinking of characters he could play.
Yeah, he could play that.
I'm trying to think of stuff that'd be really hard.
Oh.
You can't just think of cool characters.
Could he have played?
You can play any cool character.
All right, could he play I forgot the name of his character. Like the Clint Eastwood character in Unforgiven.
I don't know, I've never seen it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Could he been Wyatt or in Tombstone? Or something?
Yeah, again, cool character.
Yes.
He can do any cool character he can do. They're like, what's a movie about a loser? Could he? Yeah, seriously.
Could he have been Rodney Dangerfield's son in Back to School?
No, exactly. That's a good one.
Could he do Office Space? Could he be the guy that stopped caring about everything in Office
just
Space?
Just be the stapler guy in Office Space.
Could he be the stapler guy? And I think there's a limit. Like, Denzel's incredibly good at being cool characters.
There are actors who are too charismatic for roles that don't call
for
it.
He probably is too charismatic to play a loser, because there's a lot of losers in movies, and I don't think he could do that. Maybe he could. He's a great actor. He could probably do anything. All right. Josh is in Swanee. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Love your shows. I'm going to keep it on the topic of movies. Around this time, I like to catch up on all the Oscar-nominated movies. Last night, I caught Conclave, which is streaming on Peacock, and with that ending, I think it's going to right before clean and win every single award that's nominated for. I'm just curious, have you guys watched any of the movies that are nominated? If so, do you have a favorite or one do you think is going to win everything? Thank you.
Hell no.
Probably going to be an Abe question.
Yeah, that's an Abe question right there. I am always the person who wonders, like, how the hell did that win? And who are these dorks on these damn committees that vote for them? That's how I look. That's saying that you got to be a dork to like the movie. But I'm just like, how the hell isn't this movie?
Tell me if you've heard of any of these.
All right.
Okay. These are the movies that are nominated for Best Picture this year.
Okay.
Anora.
What the hell is that?
It's a movie
that's probably the one that's going to win.
Okay.
Okay.
The Brutalist.
No.
If Anora doesn't win, that wins.
A Complete Unknown. That's the Bob Dylan movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Conclave. That's the one that he was just talking about.
Okay.
Dune Part 2.
No.
Emilia Perez.
No.
Yep.
I'm Still Here.
No.
Nickel Boys.
No.
The Substance.
No.
And Wicked.
No.
You've heard of Wicked. At least, I think so.
Oh.
I've heard of that one.
You've heard of Wicked.
I saw the play. I haven't seen the movie.
But my thing is, like, what's a good movie that just came out this past year that's not on that list that I would probably think they probably should have won?
I don't know.
Like, I'm like, how the hell did that win?
I know.
The Academy's weird.
You gotta be real artsy these days to win.
I ain't artsy though.
No, I'm not saying you. Like, the movie's gotta be real artsy to win it these days.
Like the water.
But like the biggest movie used to win it.
Yeah.
But now I guess everything's different. Like, are there even big movies anymore if they're not superhero movies?
They're like them damn baseball writers for the Hall of Fame now. They're getting their get back.
Only like three of the last 20 or whatever Best Picture winners made over $100 million.
Right. And back in the day, a lot of times the winner would be one of the biggest movies of the year.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, making money. That's not true anymore. I haven't heard any of those movies.
None of them.
But again, that's not my
wheelhouse.
My wheelhouse these days, but no. So the answer is no.
No, I'm not.
Steven is in Marietta. Hey, Steven.
Can't do it.
Steven.
He dropped.
Oh, Steven's gone. Shane is in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
Hey, what's up with y'all? How y'all doing this afternoon?
Good, Shane.
Right. I was watching Nightcap, and, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all heard about the Steve Smith situation going on. And they basically blamed the husband for exposing him. And I was sitting there incredulous, like, you lucky that's all I do if I find out you did that. Like, are y'all crashing now? Or am I just, like,
I got a question for you, all right? In that whole situation, because it's funny as hell to me, first of all. But as a man, and your wife cheated on you with Steve Smith, you feel, like, good about exposing it like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't want everyone to know. Especially the headline
came out. The way I'm set up, I want everything to burn.
Fair enough. But you can do that without telling everyone.
Because he looks like he's a punk.
Does.
Yeah, he looked like
the... I get what y'all saying, but like, it ain't like he's going to put hands on Steve Smith. Steve's like going to dog walk him.
That's true.
That is true, because Steve will probably break him in half.
What you going to do?
I know.
Yeah, like, he's doing his wife.
You got to poison him with a dart from afar.
When I saw this, I just started laughing.
You got to hit him in the neck.
Because I'm like, okay, you know that.
So people don't know what we're talking about. Steve Smith, the wide receiver, has been outed by a husband who was cheated on.
Yeah.
His wife slept with Steve Smith.
Yeah.
And the husband told everybody.
Yeah, he told everybody. Showed text messages, showed pictures and everything like that. And my thing, I just view it like he looks soft. You know, I know you're hurt and everything. Your woman cheated on you and everything like that. But, like, there's some things that I don't want out there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And the text messages. And then the biggest thing is her telling him what he do to her.
Yeah.
Meaning, you don't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? It's all awful.
You want people to know that?
I don't want anybody to know any of it.
Yeah.
If it was me, no one would ever know. But then what happened to former Panthers great Steve Smith. All food poisoning or something.
I don't know. But I, this is how I view
an
it.
An untimely death.
You telling people what this man do to your wife that you can't do.
Yeah, sorry.
That man, you sound like a punk.
Murder.
You sound like a punk.
Secret murder is
sorry.
What I would do.
Sorry.
Because I'm not going to fight Steve Smith. Like, but
that's the thing about it is, I would rather go fight him and lose a fight than expose myself as being a punk.
I'm not doing either one of those things. Yeah. I get a blow dart.
Yeah.
While he's on set.
Yeah.
Then everyone on TV gets to see it, and I sit there. Anyway, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Look at here, Steve. I did was crying.
Huh?
He was crying. Did that to my wife,
takeaways of the day.
Like, get out of here. If we didn't already know this, Abe knows people.
But he doesn't, though. the combine physical, no turn and cough.
Nope.
And what I do know... Gorgui Jang and George Niang, different dudes.
They are. But their names rhyme. They both played for the Hawks, and they like to jack up threes. Yes. So they do have similarities. All right.
We'll talk to you. I know Frenchman today. Yeah.
Talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Watch out now!
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.